Today is Trinity Sunday, and we are a Trinitarian church. So the question for this time is, who among us is living the Trinitarian life? You're probably thinking, to tell the truth, I'm not really sure. Early on in my diaconate, I would meet with a spiritual director as required. In our sessions, we would eventually get around to this reoccurring question. It came up about every 3 or 4 months. I would say, I don't understand the Trinity. It makes no sense to me. I don't get it. One God in three persons. I'm not the first or the last to struggle with that question. Then in one session, he answered me, maybe you should spend less time thinking about God and instead simply be with God. That made sense. I asked him to explain. He said, would you rather be with one you love or think about the one you love? Would you prefer your relationships to be defined by love for another? Or would you rather just have information about another? That did make sense. We think about other people when we're not with them, don't we? We think about our children who have grown up and moved out. We think about our spouse or our partner when we are away from each other. We think about our friends when we are apart. We think about our loved ones who have died. It's in that moment when we are really present. We're not thinking about the other person. We are one with them. It is a moment of love. A moment of intimacy and union. It's not defined by life or death, distance or geography. It is defined and made possible for us. And that's the Trinitarian life. Who is the person with whom you have the closest, deepest, most intimate relationship? Picture him or her and your relationship. When you are with that person, you are not thinking about him or her. In moments of blissful love, you look at him or her and you see yourself in his or her life. And he or she does the same with you. We open ourselves to each other. We give ourselves to the other and receive the other and to ourselves. That's the Trinitarian life. It's a choreography, a dance of love, and it's happening all the time. In the midst of an honest, real, and meaningful conversation, we're not thinking about the other person. We are with them, and they are with us. A single life envelops and flows between us. We don't make that happen. It just does. That's the Trinitarian life. When we are rolling on the floor, laughing and playing with our child or grandchild, we are not thinking about them. We are completely open and present to their life and they to ours. The line between their life and our life gets blurry, and there's only love. That's the Trinitarian life. Sometimes we see the world through another's eyes, and their joys or sorrows take root in us as if they were our own. When that happens, we are not receiving news or information about another. We are sharing a common life. We are loving our neighbor as ourselves. That's the Trinitarian life. Every now and then, when we are in deep thought or meditation and no longer conscious that we are actually praying, we no longer see ourselves talking to or thinking about God. Rather, our life is one with God, and we are participating in the life of the Trinity. Each of these are moments when we can honestly say, I love, therefore I am. These and a thousand others like them are Trinitarian moments. Love for one another and faith in the Trinity are integrally related. You cannot have one without the other. Our love for one another is the precondition for a Trinitarian faith, and a Trinitarian faith is what makes possible, what fosters and gives meaning to our love for one another. So, the Holy Trinity is not a concept to be explained, numbers to be calculated, or a problem to be solved. It is a life to be lived, a love to be shared, and a beauty to be revealed. So stop thinking about God. Live the life, share the love, and reveal the beauty. Amen.